about Coldfoot? What became, why was that a focus for a site?
It was virtually untouched. I mean, it had been picked through quite heavily by construction workers. I mean, they were almost, on top of the site. So there's no doubt that, the people, spent their weekends picking through stuff like that. No doubt at all. We didn't find a single complete, bottle. I mean, classic bottle hunters. We didn't find a single complete bottle on the surface in any of the recognizable trash features. But except for the picking and stuff like that, the site was virtually intact. By last count, before it started eroding back in 98, 99, not too long ago, the site had 30 archaeological features, houses, trash pits, outhouse depressions, stuff like that. And I think at last count, 14 or 15 old house foundations, depressions. And none of these had been opened, investigated before. You had basically an old town site, a gold rush town site, essentially unmolested and road accessible. And so it was an opportunity. And it was, again, like at that time, nobody had investigated a mining town site before. Gold rush mining archaeology began in Alaska, I can say confidently, in 1992. With the Barnett Street to Downtown Fairbanks Archaeology Project with aforementioned Northern Land Use Research. 1994 was the first time anyone had went and dug at a mining town site, as far as I know. More than just, like, sink a shovel in, oh, yes, there's something here, but to actually do open up excavation squares, get some research in there, open up blocks of excavation, and do it right. And 94, essentially, I think, was the beginning of it in Alaska. So it was a new thing to do. So that was exciting. And